Okay, this week's parsha, we have Parshas Toldos. And I want to share with you today a few thoughts for Parshas Toldos. And I think if we think about it in a meaningful way, can really impact our lives in a very meaningful way. I want to begin with a phenomenon that happens in the world in many, many areas. There are many people, in whatever area it might be, that start things off. They start off strong with something. Whatever it is, maybe they start a business, they start preparing for a business, and they have hiccups along the way, they have challenges along the way, and they stop. Lahavdil, people start learning things, they pick up Daf Yomi, wow, brachos. I imagine all the Sfarim stores in the world, they probably sold more brachos than any other Mesechta in the entire world. Because brachos, Daf Yomi, yeah, I could do that. And then comes Shabbos, and they squeeze their way through Shabbos, and then comes Erev, and they're like, I can't do this. And in so many areas in life, we start, and challenges come our way, and we don't finish. And I want to just show you a little bit from this week's parasha, a very, very important message about this kind of situation, which happens to everybody in their life. And hopefully we'll be able to take this message with us in our lives. The beginning of the parasha, we know that Yitzchak and Rivka are married for some time, and they have no children. They haven't been blessed yet with children. I once heard a beautiful language from one of my rabbim, actually from Rav Miller. Another way was once describing a phenomenon of people that unfortunately weren't yet blessed with children. And he described it like this. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear their tefillos for a longer time. That's why they haven't been blessed with children yet. That's what Chazal say. And so Yitzchak and Rivka, they want children. The Torah describes the following verb is used when it comes to the tefillah of Yitzchak and Rivka. Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem Lenochach Ishto. Vayetar. What's that word vayetar? What does it mean? It's a strange language for tefillah. We know tefillah, we always have certain languages we're used to, like vayispalel, vayeschanan. What's vayetar? So Rashi brings, and other commentaries also explain this way as well, that vayetar is a language of hirba v'hithzur b'tefillah, which means that they didn't stop. Knock, knock, knocking, banging, persistence. They kept going. 1 year goes by, 2 years go by, 3 years go by, 10 years go by, 20 years go by. Bang, 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 bang. And finally, finally, their tefillah is answered. And Baruch Hashem Rivka is pregnant with Yaakov and Esav. I once saw a beautiful description of this idea. The word atars in English can be translated to a pitchfork. You dig into the ground. You're digging, you're digging, you're digging. You're trying to soften the ground underneath you. And maybe you dig a little bit and it doesn't go. So what do? You dig again. And what do you do? It's still solid. It's still solid rock beneath the ground under you. I go at it again and again and again. I don't stop. Imagine a person searching for gold. And they dig. And they dig for a while. They dig. And all of a sudden they stop. And you have a different vantage point. You know, one more dig, they're going to strike gold. One more dig, they're going to hit their destination. That's tefillah. Vayetar is to go after it. But Hashem is saying, no, I'm doubting for a long time and I haven't got my response. We don't stop. Yitzchak and Rivka, they keep going at it. They daven. A tefillah that's a non-stop tefillah. A little bit further in the parasha, there's a very, very cryptic description in the parasha of wells. There's wells in the parasha. What happens? Avram dug certain wells in his lifetime. And the Plishtim came along, the Philistines came along, maybe the Palestinians came along, and they filled up the wells. We all went to parasha together this week downstairs in the basement, many of us. Torah describes all the wells that Avram filled up, the Plishtim came along and stuffed them up. They put dirt in the wells. So what did Yitzchak do? He went back and dug the wells again. And what happened? They started fighting. It's our water. So what did he do? Went somewhere else. And what happened again? Fighting. So what did he do? He finally found some place, a little bit off the beaten track, dug a well there. Oh, no fighting. Rechovot. Ki ata, hirchiv lanu Hashem afrinu ba'aretz. Hashem has now given us some space. Chavetz Chaim, in his sefer, Chavetz Chaim ala Torah, exhibit A or B for today, says such a beautiful idea. Says the Chavetz Chaim, what do we learn from this? Why is the Torah telling me about these wells? Says the Chavetz Chaim, this exact message. Because Yitzchak is teaching us that when a person wants to accomplish something in life in a meaningful way, you can't start and stop. whatever you're doing. He says the Chafetz Chaim, it's not only when it comes to spiritual matters. Not only when it comes to, of course, when it comes to spiritual matters, but even physical things. You want to do something with your life in a meaningful way, go after it. But it's challenging, but it's hard, but it's difficult. So what? The only way you're going to be successful at it is if you go after it with everything that you have. Don't let go. There's a challenge along the way, fine. A person starts learning in yeshiva, Chafetz Chaim gives this example. A person starts learning in yeshiva, it's not going so well. It's not for me. Learning is not for me. Says the Chafetz Chaim, wrong. You're just wrong. You have a challenge. You have to step, dig a little deeper into yourself to find where you can. Find your place in learning. Learning is for everybody. We daven every single day in davening. V'sein chalkeinu b'sorah sech. And that means every one of us has our portion in Torah. We have to find it. Some people find it in an easier, more, in a smoother manner. Some people take more time and more effort to find it. But go after it. Don't let go, says the Chafetz Chaim. You want to be successful one day, you want to be a doctor. I think we have a doctor in the house, Baruch Hashem, today. I imagine it wasn't easy to become a doctor. I imagine there's a lot of challenging nights and shifts and so many different things along the way that were part of the process to make you into a doctor, and it applies in every area of life as well. This idea is a very, very profound idea. And another exhibit that I brought to you today is a very beautiful sefer called Das Torah, written by Rabbi Yochanan Lavovitz. Rabbi Yochanan Lavovitz was the mashkiach of the Mir Yeshiva, and he has a beautiful tour, of our avos and our imos. And you find the same concept, that they became who they became because of their persistence, because they said, I'm going after it no matter what. I'll give you just two examples, but there are many. If you want to see the whole beautiful tour on this topic, I invite you and I encourage you to learn through this beautiful piece. I'll give you two examples. Avram Avinu, he's going to the Akedah. What happens along the way? So it says in Chazal, the Medrash says, the Satan comes along and says, Avram, are you out of your mind? You're an old man. You must have lost your marbles. You finally had a child, 100 years old. You waited your entire life. And now you're going to take him and go and slaughter him? Have you lost your brains? Says the Satan to Avram. And Avram's response is, Im kol zeh, I'm going. And then he tries to do whatever he can to get Avram to stop. Sarah had a baby finally. You're going to take away Sarah's baby, her fine little cute little baby? How can you do that? I'm going through it. Avram, all of your life's mission is going to be down the tubes. You preach monotheism, you preach mercy, you preach love. And now you're taking your own son and killing him. I'm going. And the only way Avram was able to get to that kid is because he said, I'm going no matter what. I'm listening to Hashem's word no matter what, at all costs. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm going. Another example, and many others. I'll tell you what he's discussing over here in this piece. He's talking about the name Naphtali. Who remembers, just as a show of hands, who's the mother of Naphtali? Anybody know who's mother? Who's the mother of Naphtali? It's not the easiest trivia question for 12:37 on a Thursday afternoon. Who's Naphtali? We have four options. Bila is correct. Who said Bila? Excellent. Bila. Shout out to Judah. Very good. Bila. The story is in the Torah that Rachel has no children yet. No children. So she gives Yaakov Bila, her maidservant, as a wife. And the first child that they have together, Yaakov and Bila, is Naphtali. And Rachel Aminu says, Naphtulei Elokim Naphtalti. I didn't let up. I went after it. I tried everything. I davened. I even was willing to give my shivcha, my maidservant, to Yaakov to have a child, to bring a child. So I'm going after it no matter what, at all costs. And the name Naphtali represents, says Chazal, that struggle and that absolute, no matter what, going after what she wanted. At the end of this beautiful piece, he tells a very fascinating anecdote about the Chafetz Chaim. Actually, two anecdotes. One is the Chafetz Chaim. People think the Chafetz Chaim, and who is the Chafetz Chaim? The Gadol Hador, the great master, the Chafetz Chaim. You think like he had an easy life and no struggles and just became the Chafetz Chaim. Not true. I don't know exactly what happened. The Chafetz Chaim's most famous sefer is the sefer called Mishnah Berurah. Before he wrote the Mishnah Berurah, something terrible, terrible happened in the Chafetz Chaim's life. Something that could have caused anybody else to be crushed and say, I can't go further. And the Chafetz Chaim said, I must. But it's challenging. It was a crushing experience. Didn't make a difference. The Chafetz Chaim is going after the Chafetz Chaim. He's writing the Mishnah Berurah at all costs, and we are the beneficiaries of the Chafetz Chaim's persistence and absolute unwavering strength to bring the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah to fruition. At the end of the Chafetz Chaim's life, he was in his 90s already, he decided, I'm coming to Eretz Yisrael. Early 1930s. He was old, 90 years old. And something came up along the way, and it stopped him coming to Eretz Yisrael. Any person that is thinking in a normal way, says, I'm 90-something years old, I'm 91 years old, I'm not going. Chafetz Chaim said, I'm not stopping. You could try to stop me, he wrote. But I'm going after, I'm trying to come to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael yet. But I'm not letting up. I have every excuse in the world to stay. The Jewish people needs me. He was the head of the whole Jewish community in Belarus, in Europe. Everyone looked to him. He didn't make a difference. I'm going. The final exhibit for today's talk is a sefer called Pischei Halacha, written by Rabbi Binyamin Forrest. It's an English and Hebrew book. Anichos Brachos. I happen to know Rabbi Forrest. When I lived in Farakway, before we made Aliyah, I davened in Rabbi Forrest's shul. I don't think it's in this edition, but in one of his books, Rabbi Forrest, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a beautiful, beautiful person, a beautiful Rav, who I was privileged to learn a lot from in the years I was in Farakaway, writes the following thing. These Svarim, he has a Sefer Anochos Brachos, a Sefer Anochos Nida, and a few other Svarim as well. He said, I started and I stopped many times. It was too hard. I started, I wrote it, I got through a certain piece of Torah, through a certain challenging halachic issue, and I said, you know, I can't do it. And he put his sefer on freeze, and then he came back. And again, and again, and again, and this is proof. These svarim are proof of his unwavering effort to become who he became, the postlik he became, and the rav he became, and to be able to share with the Jewish people this work, and Nechos Brachos, and others as well. What does this mean to me? Very nice. We spoke about a lot of great people. Yitzchak and Rivka davening, Chavetz Chaim, the Wells. We mentioned Avraham Avinu at the Akedah and Rachel Imenu with Naftali. The Chavetz Chaim, two stories, by Forrest. Very nice. What does this mean to me? Here's what it means to all of us. I speak myself 100% like I speak with you. Whatever we want to do in life, we have to realize if it's meaningful, it's going to come with effort. If it's meaningful, it's going to take a lot of work. And our commitment to bringing whatever that thing is to fruition is going to have to be in an unwavering way in order for it to happen. No one great in any field became great just because he snapped his fingers, woke up one day and said, okay, I'm great. It doesn't work that way. They put in a lot of work. A great scientist didn't become a great scientist because one day he was just... probably spent tons of hours in the lab, in the library, and studying and researching and getting to his conclusions. And stumbling and fumbling and messing up and then after all that, was privileged to come to the conclusion. And so too when it comes to areas of ruchnias, of spirituality. A person wants to be a master of something in Torah. And a master chumash. You can't master chumash just by reading it in a cursory, very, very shallow way. You have to learn it well. We have Rosh Shiva in our yeshiva, Rabbi David Shlita. He was a huge Talmud Chacham. You know how he became a huge Talmud Chacham? He's smart. He's very smart. It's true. That's not how he became one. He became a Talmud Chacham the way he is because of his effort and his unbelievable commitment to learning Torah. Anybody ever goes over to a yeshiva's table, you see Rosh Shiva's Gemara Sukkah. What can't you see on his Gemara? The answer is white. There's no white. The pages are beige. That's not why you can't see white. Because every inch of space along the sides of the Gemara is filled with his notes. Not just on Masechah Sukkah. I've been in this yeshiva for 15 years, Baruch Hashem. And every year he brings his Gemara. And every year it's filled with notes. Every single page of every Gemara that he has is filled with notes that he wrote down when he was pounding through Shas in a very, very serious, meaningful way. Who's that for? Only the Rosh Yeshiva? No. That's for all of us. Whatever we want to set out to accomplish, we could do it. As long as we decide we're doing it. I'm going at it. I'm digging. I'm not stopping. Challenge, we're going to have. Challenge is always going to be there. But when we have an unwavering drive to accomplish something, there's no limits. There's no cap. There's no sky. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zocha, be'ezrat Hashem, to learn this very powerful lesson. To understand that in Mitzvah Hashem, whatever we accomplish in life is going to become the fruits of our labor, the efforts that we put into it. We should be zochet to use our kochos in a very, very serious, meaningful way and become the most amazing people that we can become. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Mincha right now.